Tamam Mohammed came from Iraq in the 1990s with $20. He eventually became a citizen and returned to his home country for 3 years as a U.S. military interpreter. As he stood by the register at Manchester's Spice Market, he said Iraq shouldn't be included in the president's new executive order. No country should.
It's not the point, Iraq or Syria or whatever. The idea itself separates the refugees. These people need help.
Mohammed's Spice Market employs five people, all immigrants. When Senator Shaheen stopped by, she was served some Iraqi dessert.
What is this?
This kunafa or kataif. The inside always cheese. I make now cream.
But the senator didn't sugarcoat her disdain for what she says are President Trump's motivations.
I don't think this executive order was about vetting refugees. I think this executive order was about promises that Donald Trump had made to the base of his party when he ran, and that's not a good enough reason.
The president's order bars all travel to the U.S. from Iran, Libya, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen for 90 days. The order also closes the U.S. refugee program for 120 days. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.